The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
It is 8:40 on this Wednesday morning, the day after the election. What a year 2020 has been. We remain in the midst of a global pandemic with a number of coronavirus cases going up instead of down. We've just gone through a very contentious political season, and the outcome of the election remains in question. We still don't know who the winner of the presidential race is and some other races as well. Joining us right now is the medical director of behavioral health at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Dr. Kristen Gregory. Dr. Gregory, good morning, and thanks so much for being with us today.
Good morning, Paul.
This has been a really stressful year, and it leads people to a lot of habits that maybe aren't the best.
Right. We've seen the stress of the pandemic, as well as some of the stress associated with the recent political climate, has led to the reemergence of some unhealthy habits that people might have, such as smoking, drinking, inactivity.
That certainly isn't a big surprise. People do tend to lean on those crutches when they need them,
right,
emotionally. But this is such a prolonged period of stress. If you go through a few days or a week of so-called bad behavior, that's one thing. But those bad habits sometimes can be pretty hard to break, can't they?
Exactly. Yeah, especially because we kind of fall back into them. We might be stressed, and people think that cigarette smoking will help reduce stress, so they've had an increased reliance on those.
What advice do you have for people that find themselves in that situation where they're feeling a bit of stress or panic and falling on bad habits?
Right. My advice would be to try to do other things to replace those habits. So we get into the habit of maybe smoking more or drinking more than we did instead of doing other coping skills. It might not be quite as easy, but are definitely healthier. And once you get in the habit of doing them, can be exchanged for the bad coping skill. Reaching for a drink or a cigarette, try going for a walk, calling a friend, doing some deep breathing exercises.
That has to be a conscious effort, a conscious decision, doesn't it? I mean, it's easy to go for the quick fix. It's not as easy to make the conscious decision to do something that's perhaps more healthy or constructive.
Right. It's about replacing one behavior with the other.
Absolutely.
And it takes practice, just like anything else.
What about those people that find themselves in that situation where they're just unable to do so, or they feel unable, or they just can't cope with what's going on, and they certainly say, well, this is not the week I'm going to quit smoking or drinking or taking drugs or whatever it is that they're doing to try and cope.
Right. So, I mean, in addition to trying things on your own, you can also speak with your doctor. I also like to promote getting mental help if needed, because a lot of people are in a situation now where they could use somebody to talk to and bounce these things off of just because of the increased stress that they've been having.
There are a lot of resources available. You just have to look for them, right?
Exactly. Yeah. One good resource is ahealthiermichigan.org. We have lots of links to different ways to try healthier behaviors, as well as the Michigan State website also has resources on quitting smoking, for example.
And where again can people link to some of that information? Where can they find that?
ahealthiermichigan.org.
HealthierMichigan.org. We will check it out. Thank you so much for the advice. We really appreciate it. I know it's a tough time for a lot of people. Whatever we can do to get through it in a healthy way, I think is going to be much appreciated.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dr. Gregory. Bye-bye.